Yeah. Bab Dada is seeing three lines on the forehead of each child. One line is the line of the sustenance given by God. The sustenance of God is got only once in a kalpa. The fortune of the sustenance of God is got only once in a kalpa. Besides Sangam Yuga, at no other time this sustenance is God. The sustenance of God is achieved by very few children. The second line is the line of fortune. Cause study. The study taught by God is such a great fortune, because the Supreme Soul Himself becomes the teacher and teaches.
This is lucky there.
The third line is
Paramatam.
The line of the of God's achievements, are godly achievements, attainments. Just think how many attainments there are. All of you remember them, don't you? The list of attainments is so long. Therefore, all these three lines of fortune are shining on each one's forehead. Do you consider yourselves to be that much fortunate? Sustenance, study, and attainment, and along with this, on the basis of that faith in the children, Bap Dada was also observing how much intoxication each child has. Bap Dada was also observing how much intoxication each child has on the basis of his faith. How much spiritually intoxicated the souls are. In the whole world and in the whole Kalpa, you are the ones who have the highest intoxication as well as the greatest intoxication.
Holiest being.
You are the highest, the greatest, and the holiest. Physically, mentally, spiritually, that is in body, mind, wealth, in all ways, in virtues, no one else is greater than you because you are all virtuous, 16 celestial degrees complete as deity souls, and therefore you are highest as well as the holiest,
richest.
And along with that, the richest too. At the time of the beginning of establishment, Bap Dada used to remind you, of this, that you are the richest in the world, and he very proudly got it printed in the newspapers too that O Manli is the richest in the world. This is the praise of all of you, even at the time of the beginning of establishment. However rich someone may be, even if he's a multi-millionaire, but no one could be like you, as you are the richest in the world. Now, what is the method by which you become so rich? The method is very simple. People, in order to become rich, work so hard. People work so hard in order to become rich, and here so easily you become fully accomplished in everything. Do you know the method? Do you know the means? For achieving that, you only have to apply a dot. It's a tiny dot. And you keep on earning the income. The soul is a point. Baba is a point. And drama, which means to apply a full stop, is also to apply a point. When you remember the soul as a point, and you earn an income. It's like adding zeros. As zeros are added, income increases. In the Laukik way too, it's like that. As the zeros increase, the number increases. You put a zero after one, then what happens? It becomes 10. If you put another zero, another zero, another zero, four zeros, the number increases tenfold. So the method is so easy for you. I am a soul. When you apply a point in this way, it means that you accumulate a treasure, and then you say Baba is a point, that is, apply another point, more treasure accumulated. whilst performing actions, whilst coming in contact and relationships, you apply the point of the drama in the form of a full stop. Let past be past. Then more treasures will be accumulated. So, say, during the whole day, how many times do you apply a point? You apply the point, don't you? And to apply a point is very easy, is it not? To write a point, to write a dot, is it difficult? Is it difficult? Teachers, is it difficult? Not difficult? Or does the point slip away? Bap Dada has told you the method for earning an income, accumulating an income. He has taught you how to apply dots and your income will increase. Do the Pandavas know how to apply a dot, a point? Do you? If you know, then raise your hand. Baba says, clap with one hand, and still they clap with two hands, some of them. It's firm, or is it sometimes slipping away from you? The easiest thing to do is to put a dot, to apply a point, to write a dot. Even if somebody is blind physically, he too can apply a dot if a paper is kept in front of him. And here, you have three eyes. This is why always use the three dots. See, it's so, you know, just see how crooked a question mark is. Write it. Isn't it crooked? And a dot is so easy to write. This is why Bap Dada tells you different methods for becoming like him. The method is keep applying dots. There is no other method.
Agar vidhi bante ho.
Even when you become soul conscious, bodiless, the method is to become a dot. You become bodiless, you become karmatit, free from the bondages of karma. The method for all that is to apply a dot, to become a point. This is why Bap Dada has told you earlier also that at Amrit Vela, whilst celebrating a meeting with Bap Dada, whilst having a heart-to-heart conversation with Bap Dada, as well as when you come into actions, the first thing you should do is to apply a tilak of three dots on your forehead. That is don't start putting physical dots on your forehead, physical red dots on your forehead, but the dots are the dots of awareness. And then check. And make sure that for no reason should these tilaks of awareness be wiped away. This tilak is imperishable and erasable. Permanent. This is why Bap Dada also watches how much love the children have for the father. You come running with so much love to meet the father, to celebrate a meeting with the father. And see, today in the hall, so many are here to celebrate the meeting. You have come here with so much love, having given up or forgotten food, water, rest. You have forgotten everything and have come running in order to sit in the front, in front of Baba, so that you may get a seat in the front. Bap Dada keeps looking at everything, what you do. Baba keeps watching the drama of you. However, Bap Dada surrenders himself to your love. And
get there.
He says to the children,
Jesse, Sakar me, milne ke liye.
Just as in the corporeal form, you have come running here to meet the Father. Similarly, you have to also make fast efforts in order to become equal to the Father. In this you sometimes think well, when it comes to sitting in the front, all want to sit in the front, but it's not possible, is it? Because this is the corporeal world. And there are some rules in the corporeal world. You have to obey those rules too. We know when Baba sees you running to sit in the front, at that time Bap Dada thinks that all of you want to sit in the front, but is it possible? Yes, in a way it is happening. You know, those who are sitting at the back, to them, Bap Dada's Bap Dada sees them in his eyes. You are sitting in Bap Dada's eyes. So those who are sitting at the back, you are not really sitting at the back, but you are sitting in Bap Dada's eyes. You are sitting in Bap Dada's eyes. You are the light of Bap Dada's eyes. Did you hear those sitting at the back? And yes, those at the back are so happy, they are waving at Baba. You are not far, you are very close, though physically you are sitting far. You are sitting at the back, but your soul is the closest. And Bap Dada looks at those sitting at the back more. And they are so happy, those brothers and sisters are sitting at the back. Well, those sitting in the front don't feel sad. Well, this is me telling, not Baba saying. See, those who are sitting in the front, get a chance to look at Baba well, because they are sitting nearer. But those who are sitting at the back are not able to see so closely with their physical eyes, and therefore Bap Dada merges them in his eyes. And they are clapping.
Bap Dada muskurati rehte hain.
But Dada keeps smiling. The moment it is 2 o'clock in the afternoon and the line starts, you know, you start standing in a queue outside the gates. Bap Dada knows. He understands that the children must be getting tired standing for so long outside. But then Baba massages your legs with his love. Have you seen how Bap Dada massages you? It is a very, very unique and lovely way of massaging. All of you have reached here running from different corners to celebrate the last meeting of this season with Bap Dada. It is good. The zeal and enthusiasm to celebrate a meeting with Bap Dada always makes you move forward. However, Bap Dada, doesn't forget you even for a second. Yes, Baba is only one and the children are so many. Even then, in spite of so many children, he doesn't forget even a single child. Why? Because you are very Sikilade, the long lost now found children. See from where the children have come, from such far corners of this land and other lands. And it's Baba who actually found you. Could you find Baba? You were only wandering here and there searching for him, but you couldn't find him. And see? Baba found you wherever you were in small villages, you know, small remote places where you were living. Even there Baba came and found you. And made you belong to him. You sing a song, don't you? I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. Me Baba ka aur Baba mera. Nasada. You did not, Baba did not see anything physical, neither your religion or caste or creed or color. He saw only one color in you, the spiritual color, the point of light. What do the double foreigners think? Did Baba see what language you were, what creed you were, what color you had of your skin? Did Baba see that, whether you were white or black? No, but you belong to Baba. You are mine. That's what Baba said, didn't he? So, is Baba having more love for you, or you have more love for Baba? And they say both. It's equal. The children are very clever in answering, because you say equal. You say, Baba, it's you who says that love begets love. And if you love us, then we also love you. That's why you're able to pull us. You're very clever in answering. And Baba is happy to see how much courage, zeal, enthusiasm you have. You are such children with all that courage, zeal and enthusiasm. Bab Dada has received the result in the form of a chart of 15 days of many children, and he saw whilst checking the charts. As in the result, he noticed that majority of the children have paid attention. And you have been able, you have not been able to gain that much percentage to the extent you wanted to gain. However, attention. You have paid attention. And in the heart of hearts, those children who are fast effort makers, in order to reach the aim and fulfill the promise they have made, they are moving forward accordingly. and whilst moving forward, ultimately, as they continue to move forward, they will ultimately reach their destination. There are a minority of souls who even now sometimes because of carelessness and sometimes under the influence of laziness,
attention become there.
Give less attention. They have a very special, particular slogan. They say, it'll happen. It will happen. That's what they say. They don't say, I will surely reach, but they say, yes, I will, I may reach. These are words of carelessness. I have to reach. I have to go. I will reach. These are words of fast efforts. Bap Dada keeps listening to the promises you make again and again. You make very good promises. With so much courage, you make promises to Bap Dada that at that time, whilst you're making the promises, even you like offer a happy heart toli to Bap Dada. I mean, Bap Dada is so happy to hear, and Baba eats your toli. He is very happy to see how you make promises to Baba. You give happy heart toli to Baba and Baba eats that toli. However, a promise means to gain more and more benefit through the efforts. If there is no benefit, no gain, then it means that the promise is not a strong one. So of course, make promises, because even then you do give or offer dil khush, happy heart toli to Baba at that time when you make promises. But along with that, make the fast efforts become like a fire of determination, fire of intoxication, become like a volcano, Baba is saying, Jwalamukhi, that means fire, just like there's fire inside a volcano. So let there be a fire within you. According to the present time, whatever karmic accounts there are, that you have in your mind with your contacts and relationships, that you have to destroy in this fire of determination, intoxication, fast efforts. If the aim is strong, yes, Baba is saying, yes, you do have the aim, you do have the determination as well. Bab Dada gives you a pass certificate in it that the aim is there. But then let that aim, that lagan, that intoxication, take the form of a fire, you know, a strong one, a powerful one. In the world, on one hand, all the evils are existing. There is the, because on one side will be the fire of cruelty, corruption, and on the other side, the powerful yoga of you children, which will also be like a fire. That too is necessary. On one side is the fire of vices, and here on the other side, the fire of determination. And your powerful form will destroy the fire of corruption, cruelty, and will assist the souls of the world. The intoxication in you will become like a fire. That is the fire of yoga in you on one hand, which is a fire, will destroy that fire of the world, and on the other hand, it will make
Sandesh ki
souls to receive the godly message
and
thereby give them the experience of coolness. It will enable them to create in them a fire of unlimited disinterest. So on one hand, it will destroy the fire, and on the other hand, it will make them cool, it will help them to it will create a wave of unlimited disinterest in them. Therefore, according to the time, you should not say anymore, "Well, I do good yoga, there's no one else except Baba in my mind. Well, this is not bad, it's good when you say this, however." As you have been told, you have to become an embodiment of fire, like a fire form. Because in your memorials too, the Shaktis, are remembered in that way. They are fully armed. They are shown with weapons. Some of them are shown so fierceful, so powerful. And now, therefore, you have to reveal that Mahashakti form, the great Shakti form. All of you, whether you are the Pandavas or you are the Shaktis, all of you are the Ganges of knowledge, having come out of the ocean. You are not the ocean, but you are the rivers. You are the rivers of knowledge, the Ganges of knowledge. Now, you, the Gyan Ganges, with the coolness of knowledge in you, you have to free the souls from the fire of sins. This is the present task of the Brahmins. All the children ask, what service should we do next year? All of you are asking this, aren't you? You are wondering, even if you are not saying verbally, you are at least thinking about it. So the first service Bap Dada is telling you to do is that according to the time, the children are in a stage of retirement. And therefore, usually when someone reaches a stage of retirement, he gives all that he has to his children and becomes retired. That is, he gives his time, his wealth, his whatever he has to his children. Therefore, you too have to give your time, the treasures of your thoughts, everything you possess for the sake of others. Do not use much time, thoughts, for the self. Use less of them for the self and use them more for others. By using them more for others, you yourselves will be able to reap the evident fruit, the immediate fruit of that. Service through the mind, service through words, and the most of all, the service through actions, whether it is
Master
towards other Brahmins or towards any other souls who come in your contact or relationship, just become master donors and keep on giving. Give them happiness, give them peace, give them the experience of bliss, give them the experience of love. You have to give. And to give means to receive automatically. Become selfless and whoever may come at whatever time he may come, in whichever form he may come, in front of you, in your contact and relationship, he should be able to take something from you. When he comes to you, the master donors, he should not go back empty-handed. Just as you saw in Brahma Baba, didn't you? Even whilst moving around, if any child would come in front of him, he would, that one would always go back with an experience, never go back empty-handed. And therefore, you have to check that whoever has come in front of me, whoever has come to meet me, did I give him something? Or did he go back without taking anything? When someone has many treasures, he cannot stay without giving anything. Your treasures are countless, unlimited, and therefore become a donor with countless, endless treasures. Keep on giving. It shouldn't be that he should ask and then you give him. Even if he doesn't ask, you have to give him. As a donor never thinks that someone should ask me, only then I will give. You are Mahadatas, Mahadanis. A Mahadata means a great philanthropist gives himself. He doesn't give only on asking. He keeps giving even without being asked for. And therefore, The first service this year you have to do is to do the service of a great philanthropist soul. Even amongst the Brahmins, it isn't that the Brahmins are beggars, but still, even amongst you, with each other, as you are you have to keep giving. It's not because they are beggars that you're giving to them, but they are cooperative, they are helping you, and therefore you have to help them too. So you have to help each other. Amongst Brahmins, you don't donate, you just help. To outsiders, it will be said that you donate, but when it comes to exchange with Brahmins, it's not donating, it's just helping each other. So this is number one service, and along with that, Bap Dada heard the good news of the double foreigners. Baba has been saying that there'll be souls who will spread the message, and Baba gave them the name Mike. They'll be the mics, and therefore the children in foreign countries have come together and thought of a plan of serving the mics. And as the plan has been made, it will definitely take a practical shape too. However, even from Bharat, as there are 13 zones here, from each zone at least some, or even one soul whom you could call a mic of that place should be served. This is the least number, one from each zone. But if this is the minimum number, But in big countries, in big places, if you find that there are more such instrument souls who can be called mice, then from those big countries, from the big zones, more souls should be prepared and a program be kept for them. It's not that a program may be kept, but it, you have to keep a program. Bap Dada has congratulated the double foreigners. In the heart of hearts he did, and now he is speaking verbally. Congratulations to the double foreigners, because you have made plans to bring Baba's words in practical form first. Because as all of you know, that Jayanti Bin and other senior sisters, they put a plan in front of Baba of serving the VIPs, the mics, and bringing them to Madhuban. So Baba is responding to that. Actually, in Bharat, it is more easy to do this type of service. But still, double foreigners have given their plans first. You know, that's why Baba is praising the double foreigners. In Bharat too, you have to make the souls who are cooperative come closer. There are many, many cooperative souls here. But make them come together. Let them come in one gathering. And in this way, make them closer. Come closer. Along with that, Bap Dada has a thought. As the big cities have a very, very large area. Because big, there are big cities, and therefore every center should prepare someone who will be the mic there. Because the end time is approaching, and at the end, you will not have to give your introduction to others, but on behalf of you, those people will introduce you. They will give a speech and give your introduction. They will become your speakers, and you will become the searchlights. So what do you have to do in your area? Of whichever center you are,
businessman go.
You have to serve such souls. It could be a businessman, it could be anyone of, you know, different professions, because each profession has someone who is very prominent of that profession. And therefore, every center should prepare souls of their area who could become their mics. They should speak for you and say what gyan, what knowledge we are giving. Because at the end, you will become embodiments of visions. You will become angels, and you will keep giving them drishti, and they will speak for you. Now, everyone has become very clever in giving good speeches. Even the young ones, the young teachers, they give very good speeches. All of you give good speeches, don't you? Now, make others, prepare others, and make them your speakers. Your drishti, or just two words you speak, should be able to give such an experience to the soul as if you have spoken for so long to them. That's what they should feel from you, even if you speak just two words to them. Such a time will surely come. It will come. Time is also moving ahead at a fast speed. The time is going fast, but then from time to time it looks at you. Time looks at you. And wonders that its masters, you are the masters of time, that its masters, whether they are also coming fast with it or not, or is it that time is going faster and its masters are still behind, because you are the masters, aren't you? Therefore, time is watching you again and again. Are you following it? Are you coming with it? So it's looking at you again and again. This is why you have to pay more attention to serve quality souls. And here Baba was referring to quality souls as those who could become your mics. So you have to serve quality souls. Every center should be able to bring out a result and should should tell
which
type of souls that center has served, how many such souls have been served, and so on. Quality souls have to be served. Quantity will automatically be created. You don't have to worry about that. See, now Baba got such a big hall built, and even this hall looks small now. The quantity will definitely be created. Quantity will increase, but what is needed is quality souls. Yeah, and you have to prepare such groups of quality souls. Another thing is that to make the Brahmin souls also come closer to one another, as well as to bring everyone come closer to one another, you have to produce a jwala roop, a fire of yoga, create a fire of yoga, prepare a very strong group amongst yourselves, come together, do spiritual chit-chat with one another, conversation with one another, share experiences with one another, and make everyone experience that powerful stage amongst Brahmins too. And when you are busy in this type of service, then the minor matters, the trifle matters which come in your way, which take a lot of your time, which make you labor sometimes, and you also become disheartened on occasions, all that will be felt as if
highest stage,
as if it's being burnt in the fire which has come out of the volcano, because in comparison to a volcano, those little things will be just like playing with toys. You know, just what is a volcano, such a huge thing, and what is like to play with toys, to play with dolls. And you yourselves will become safe automatically. Bap Dada has already told you, Bap Dada has mercy when he sees that his master, almighty children, and just see for minor matters, trifle matters, they are working so hard, they are laboring so much with these trifle things. With the trivial things, let there emerge the fire of love. The fire of love is less. This is why you have to labor more. Therefore, become free from labor. Do not become careless. But become free from labor. You shouldn't think that, well, we don't have to work hard and therefore let me go to sleep. No, because when there's love, labor is not felt anymore. So create love and the labor will finish. Did you understand? Samjha, what do you have to do? Of course, Bap Dada has to come again. Children are asking, Baba, when will you come again? What's the next season? Yes, and you're asking whether Bap Dada will come or not. Bap Dada never says no. He always says, Hanji, Hanji, yes. Children say,
Hazur, Bap kehte hai, Ji Hazur.
Children say, O Lord, O Master, and Baba says, yes, I'm here. Baba's rhyming words are very beautiful in Hindi. Ji Hazur means, O Lord, O Master, we are invoking, and Baba says, yes, I'm here. So you know what you have to do now? You have to cut off labor with the help of love. Become free from labor and celebrate this year as the year of freedom from labor. Freedom from labor does not mean to become lazy. Remember this. Is it okay? Have all your questions been answered? No thoughts remaining? And Dadiji is nodding her head and saying, yes, Baba. Baba is asking Janak. Daddy Janki, Baba is saying, Baba is asking Janak, anything left? Brahma Baba also always called Daddy Janki as Janak. And Daddy is smiling. And Daddy Janki is also nodding ahead. Yes, Baba, you have answered all the questions. And Daddy Ji is smiling, Baba Singh.
Khel pura ho gaya.
The game is over, is it not? Baba is telling Dadiji about the operation. What is the operation? It's like a game inside a game. A play inside a play. How was the game? The play, was it okay? Because khel can mean game as well as play. So how was it? And Dadi says, very good. There are so many teachers sitting here. The big teachers are very clever. They have, you know, hit two birds with the same arrow. You know, all the big teachers are here to meet Baba as well as to attend the meeting. So they have come beforehand so that they can meet Baba and also attend the meeting. There's a very big annual meeting on the 5th, starting on the 5th of April. So they've come a few days before that to listen to Baba as well as to attend the meeting. The Baba says, you have hit two birds with the same arrow. Now those, well, you have come in every kalpa, Baba knows, but those who have come for the first time in this kalpa, they raise their hand. Raise your hand. All those who have come for the first time in this kalpa, so many. Yes, yes, yes. Raise your hand with your fans. Doesn't matter. Each one is given a fan. So they are, you know, waving with their fans. Baba, we have come for the first time. They are saying colorful fans everywhere because it's quite warm in the hall with 16,000 people. Over 16,000 people, not only on the floor but also in the gallery upstairs in the hall. And Baba saying, okay, lower your hands with your fans. So all those who have come for the first time in this kalpa, to them, wherever you may be sitting, whether you are sitting in the front or sitting at the back, to all of you, the first timers, Bap Dada is giving you the drishti of love. And they clap, and along with that, multi-million times congratulations to you are very fortunate that you have come in time. See, even now, the quantity is so much. What will be in the future? You won't even get that much as you are getting now. Maybe you will not even get place in the hall later on. So you have come now, and therefore you have done a very good thing. Congratulations. I'm feeling very hot because everyone is waving, you know, is fanning himself, so it's quite hot in the hall. This morning the temperature was 42 degrees in the afternoon. So at the lady, you know, and Baba says, you're at least much better off than the pilgrimages and bhakti that you did. You are not sitting on the floor, sitting in the mud. At least there is a good floor. You are sitting on the carpet. And after saying all this, after creating an excitement, Baba starts giving drishti. So Baba is looking at everyone in the hall. The hall is jam-packed. Not even an inch of space available in the hall. Of course, there are chairs on the sides, but in the middle of the hall, everyone is sitting on the floor. The double foreigners are sitting in the front. They're very fortunate indeed to be given a place in the front in the hall. The seniors are, of course, like every time, they are on the sofas. The dadis are there today. We have many dadis, many, many old dadis of the yagya are also sitting. And Baba continues to give drishti. Very loving drishti is being given by Bap Dada with a smile too. Baba is probably singing the praise of the children who have come, the fortunate ones, because in the future things will be even more different from what they are now. At least those who have come in this season have got a chance to still be quite close to Baba. And let's see, Baba hasn't said anything about the next season, but he has surely said, he has given the consent that he will come in the next season. And as Baba was talking about how double foreigners have come first in making plans, and as you know, in September there is going to be a very big program for the VVIPs in Madhuban and another program for the VIPs. And Baba continues, after a long pause and drishti, can you within a second become a point of light and stabilize your mind and intellect? this practice, you have to do it again and again, of stabilizing your mind and intellect in a second and becoming a point. When you say stop, and within a second, you should be able to stop your waste thoughts. You should be able to give up body consciousness, your mind and intellect should be stabilized immediately the moment you say stop. This type of controlling power, should be used by you several times during the day. It shouldn't be that you order your mind and intellect by saying, be under control, or stop, and the control comes only after 2 minutes. Or it comes after 5 minutes. It shouldn't happen that way. This is why from time to time, in between, during the day, keep using your controlling power. Keep making use of your controlling power and find out if you're able to control within a second or within a minute. Or do you need even longer, more time, more minutes to control? Keep checking yourself. Now, all of you have to write or make a chart of 3 months
certificate later.
You have to take a certificate. First of all, you have to give a certificate to yourself. Then Bap Dada will give you the certificate. Okay. To all the souls everywhere who claim right to God's sustenance, who have the right to God's teachings, to such elevated souls, who are full with all attainments of God, to the souls who use the method of applying dots and in this way make fast efforts, to all the souls who are always merged in the Father's love and therefore are free from labor, from laboring, to the children who are in their powerful stage, in their stage of fire, to such powerful souls, Bap Dada's Yad Pyar and Namaste.